We're renting one of those RV Americas and coming down and
oh, cool.
You're gonna absolutely. All of a sudden there's gonna be a camper parked out in your 60 acres and you'll be like, who the heck is
oh,
that?
Oh, I love it.
It'll be me.
Well, yes, Karen.
I'm Rob.
And I'm Karen. On today's show, we chat with three-star eventer, Whitney Weston.
Whitney Weston, welcome to the show.
Hey guys, so great to meet you, even though it's online.
Yeah, it's awesome to meet you too. We've been following you on Facebook and, you know, around shows and stuff like that for a long time. It's nice to finally say hello.
We've
never met in person, but this is awesome. We're super excited to have you on the show.
Yeah, I know we'll do it at some point. I'll see you around a show.
Oh yeah.
Look for the guy with a beer and a camcorder, and that'll be me.
You can always tell me by bright red hair. I'm running around somewhere.
Yeah, that's awesome. So, where are we talking to you from right now? Where are you? What state? What, you know?
Excellent question, because that can change on the weekly. Right now, I'm sitting in our porch at the farm in Southern Pines, North Carolina.
Oh, that sounds very nice.
Yeah.
You know, this is just before we start anything else. We are 2 days ago. You put on Facebook that you are looking for people to step into your place.
You got it. This is perfect timing. We get to talk. We just put the farm on the market a couple days ago. We've surprisingly, but happily, but sadly at the same time, outgrown this farm already. It's a beautiful 10 acres. It's well done and very efficient. You can house up to 8 horses here. And we have this cool modern living space above. You don't even feel like you're living above the barn. And honestly, we'd planned on spending the rest of our lives here, but we did not anticipate the growth, and we're very, very happy about it. But I know someone's out there that would love to continue this farm.
Have you spotted the new location for
We are in due diligence as we speak. So we're doing all the investigative journalism we possibly can. All goes well. Closes on May 4th.
The new place closes on May 4th?
New place. And by new place, I'm talking nothing is there.
Oh, wow.
From scratch.
But we'll get it going.
Is it pretty close to your place now?
Yeah, it's only 10 minutes away, and it's even 10 minutes closer to the horse park. So we're really excited. We love the Carolina Horse Park. They have events there all the time. And so I feel like we kind of live there anyway. So it's great to be closer.
That's awesome. Well, we've seen pictures of your place on Facebook, wow.
Yeah.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. So much. We built this place from the ground up as well. There was just fencing, a couple fencing. We put in the well and everything else. So we're excited to do it again.
And what do you have? You have 10 acres? Is that what I read?
Yeah, 10 acres. It's right off, right downtown, about 5 minutes away from downtown off of Connecticut Avenue. And it's so great to be able to drive down in the morning, get a, you know, yummy Betsy's crepes, as everyone who goes to the Carolina International, I'm sure, loves to grab stuff there. And it's just a great location. But, you know, you grow, you learn, you move.
How many acres are you stepping into? Is that top secret?
Oh, no, it is 67.2.
Wow.
Yeah.
Holy smokes.
We're feeling a little insane, but excited at the same time.
Oh,
so
that's
we're planning on doing everything we've dreamed of. Able to fully keep Southern Pines Riding School functioning, even though we'll be just the outside of Southern Pines, and being able to blossom that program for up-and-coming riders, but also develop the upper level program. So really get a string going and keep those imports and sales going and just keep it up.
That is awesome. So let's go back to the beginning. Ooh. Young Whitney Weston. How did she get into the horseback riding? How'd you get the bug?
That is an excellent question. My origin story starts in Philadelphia.
Right?
My parents are city folk. They didn't know a horse's nose from a horse's tail, from a cow. I mean, born and raised. Long Island and Baltimore. So when they had me, I'm the first kiddo that they had, and when I was 4 years old, I became obsessed with the show My Little Ponies. Have you ever heard of that?
Oh, yeah.
So obsessed that I think as a five-year-old, I only responded to the name Megan, which is apparently the girl on the pony show.
You changed your name.
I changed my name, and I guess my parents decided, well, I guess we should get her a riding lesson for her birthday. And that was it. That was it. I mean, I'm sure they regret it now.
Wow.
I was hooked. Awesome.
So we're Karen and I are from outside of Philadelphia, mm-hmm. ourselves, Delaware County, if you're familiar with that originally. Now we live down in Fair Hill.
So great.
Were you in the city or were you?
Yeah. I mean, we were just outside the main line when I was born and raised, but we didn't stay there very long. I ended up actually, we all moved out to Oregon. So really I'm a West Coaster. I'm a Westie, but, you know, went back to Philadelphia for college at Bryn Mawr College, which was amazing, and was able to meet some really great horse connections there. I played around with Philip Dutton's place and Boyd, and I got a working student position with Susie Beal and worked with Major Jeremy Beal, and it was just awesome.
Wow. So let's just back up, because we're curious in all this, right, Karen? Mm-hmm. So you're in Oregon, so you get the riding bug, now you move out to Oregon. Is there eventing, pardon us for anyone that's in Oregon that's listening, but what's the eventing scene like, or was it just hunters, or what was going on out there?
Oh, that's an excellent question. It was a little sparse when I was out there, to be honest. Our closest event was 2.5 hours away in Avail Farms, which we loved. Basically, it's so rainy out there. I know you hear the jokes about never seeing the sun in Oregon, or at least we joked about it. We never could ride outside of an arena until June, and that was in Avail, and that was my first cross-country schooling of the year.
Wow.
It was a challenge.
And did you pony club?
Oh, pony club, I owe my life to. I think I would be dead if not for pony club. I'm not joking about that. I mean, it was an amazing organization and a group that we could get right into knowing absolutely nothing about horses. I had a $300 pony that was pulled out of a field. I would fall off every day, and we talked about helmets and boots and everything from there on up. And I ended up graduating as a B pony clubber, and that was a wonderful base education.
Yeah, we're definitely pony club fans.
Oh, yeah.
and been active in that in the past. And for someone like you that has no horse parents, it's a great way to kind of learn the right way to ride and the right way to take care of a horse and everything. And
absolutely,
you kind of learn everything the pony club way, which is pretty stringent expectations.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
do you run your riding school any like have you thought of are you like a riding center for pony club, or are you just a straight riding center? And
oh, great question. We haven't delved into becoming an actual chapter of pony club. Mostly paperwork takes a lot of time. But we definitely teach the principles from the ground up. Safety first, learning next, fun third.
Cool. Awesome. So you're still carrying all that. You're still carrying those pony club values along with your
Absolutely.
Students.
Absolutely. Waving that flag high.
So now you came to back and went to college back in PA. And then that's when you started around with Susie Beal?
Yeah. And it was a wonderful first little foot into real eventing. Really getting my feet wet, seeing all the cool events on the East Coast. The first fall I was with her, I groomed for her at Fair Hill. I'd never seen anything like that, and it was amazing.
At the fall CCI?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one. Do we live, Karen, five minutes?
10 minutes.
10 minutes.
Oh. 10 minutes,
yep. Oh, my gosh. That's amazing.
Yeah, we have the CIC this weekend coming that we're recording. Woo! So
A little jealous.
Well, you probably, I would imagine 60 acres up here might might be a little bit more than down in the
That might not work out so well.
It's a little on the steep end. So now so how long did you ride and work for Suzy? Or did you work for Suzy, or were you just kind of like a student? And
I was a working student there. So I worked for her part time and then went to school the rest of the time. I was able to figure out a transfer of some of my credits from before I started at Bryn Mawr to actually take off a whole semester. And that's when I went down with the whole crew to Aiken and got my first taste of wintering somewhere else. And that was a big eye-opener as well. Very exciting.
Wow. That's awesome. Wait, we were just talking to Caitlin Silliman, mm-hmm. as our episode two, our first guest. And yeah. She was a Suzy Beal person. Yep. And
you were there at the same time.
Oh, is that right? Oh, that's cool.
I knew her as a teenager.
Wow.
Absolutely. We go back.
What is the secret sauce? Somebody, we need Suzy on the show. Suzy Beal, call me. I need to know the secret sauce. What's that?
Oh, I said, come on, Suzy, get on this.
I know, come on, Suzy. I'm sure we'll catch up with you. We've met her around and all, I'm sure.
Yeah.
She's a busy lady. But she definitely has some, whatever. Her program is top notch, clearly, because the many people that come through her program is quite awesome. Mm-hmm. So now, did we read that you went overseas? Did you study abroad while you were in college? Is that how you
did? It's starting to sound like college was just an excuse to soak up a lot of horse information. But I did learn a lot with books as well. But another little sneaky thing I did was study abroad in England. And it was a 20-minute little airplane ride to Ireland, and Carol G picked me up and drove me to her farm, and I went there as often as possible to be a sort of fly-in working student. So I was able to ride a lot of really neat horses and see how her program ran, and get to see Ireland, which was also amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we got to get there one of these days. Yeah. Karen Annie, we got to get to Ireland. Yeah. Come on. Is that now? So Carol G is she the owner of Fernhill Sport Horses? Is that what?
She is. She's the main man. Absolutely.
So how's that? I'm kind of ignorant to this. I don't know much about them. So I really am curious about this. So.
Oh, sure. Well, she has a fantastic name for scouting and training up some of the best horses in the world. Philip Dutton is a longtime supporter of those horses, and you see their names pop up at almost every big competition, Fernhill this or that. And it just goes to show what an eye and good business skills can do.
Yeah, so they're all just basically purchased horses. She doesn't do any breeding, right?
Not that I'm aware of. I haven't been on the yard for, goodness, I've been out of college for about a decade now.
I'm just so curious. Carol Gee, if you're out there, call me. I need to know more. I'm just super curious about how that all works, and it is amazing how in Ireland it seems that there's a couple of these yards that are mm-hmm. the big sales yards, and is it a bigger thing in Ireland, or are there people in America that are doing that, and I'm just kind of not.
No, that's a great question, and this might spurn a whole other topic of Europe versus United States equestrian sales and sports, but I definitely view it as a different type of business. Overseas, it seems like it's much more of a commonplace activity. Your kid here in United States, maybe they do soccer, basketball, wrestling, those kind of things. Mm-hmm. Over in Europe, right up there as an option for after-school activities is horses. So it's in the news more than it is here. It's just more of a common culture. So I think it's definitely spawns a different type of business. And I think that's what can make the United States so challenging in a way, is that there's not as much maybe public knowledge or support out there, which is why I'm super excited about what you guys are doing. You are trying to promote the sport to everyone out there. And everyone should know how cool eventing is, how exciting and thrilling. And it really can be an amazing spectator sport. We just need more education out there. So props to you guys.
Oh, well, thank you so much. You're so sweet. You know how to butter us up, man. I tell you what.
Oh, I'm not joking.
Send this girl a hat. She's getting a hat, Karen. That's awesome. So now, And when you were there, did you get to ride these horses that were these sale horses? Is that?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I wasn't a top rider at that time. You know, I was still learning the ropes, but it was amazing to see how a large operation could run like that, and just to sit on many different types of animals. Very cool.
That is cool. That sounds awesome. So yeah. now you came back, and did you work for Philip too, or Boyd, or what's your connection with the Philip and Boyd connection? You kind of mentioned.
Well, great question. After I came back from Ireland, it was back to the books, so I had to get real serious again. But again, I used it as an excuse to work with horses. Sneaky. So Philip was about an hour, 15, hour and a half away from Bryn Mawr College, but I was crazy enough that that didn't stop me, and I kept my horse out there and drove out there every day, worked it around my class schedule, and Philip was so nice to be able to teach me early in the morning before he started on his string so I could get back and get to the books.
Wow. Yeah. And so if that was... Like you had mentioned, that was like 10 years ago.
Oh, yeah, it's been a bit.
So was Boyd and Silva working out of Phillips' barn at the time? Or?
Yeah, they had just moved out there. So it's when the dream team all started, you know?
You were there when the young Boyd Martin came over.
Boyd. And Emma had just started that fall, and Emma's come to our farm a couple times to do grooming clinics, and she's just awesome.
Yeah, she is. I would love to talk to her.
Yeah, get her on next. She's
gotta get her on.
Yeah.
We saw that you represented the U.S. at the SRNC, which is the Student Riding Nations Cup in Switzerland. So what I was going to say was that while you were over in Ireland, or did you come home and then go back over there?
Oh, no, good question. I was over studying in England at that time.
Okay.
And there's this really cool group, Student Riders Nation Cup. Each country sends students or representatives of student age to compete, kind of like our college equestrian teams do here.
Okay.
You get a catch horse, a catch ride. And you do a dressage test, which was really challenging because they actually put you in with two other riders, and you're meant to do sort of a pas de trois.
Oh.
So that was just wild. And then, of course, the jumping round after that. So it was definitely shook you right out of your element. We stayed in a old bomb shelter, a bunker from World War II. There were cots and... It was wild. It was just wild, but amazing.
Yeah, that sounds really neat.
That sounds really cool.
Yeah.
Do you know if they still do that? I wonder if they still do that. I've never heard of anybody. That's why I wanted to bring it up. It was like, wow, this is cool.
Yeah, it's, I guess, more popular over there or more heard about, but it worked out great because I was already there. And again, a short little flight away, and they picked me up at the airport, and off we went.
You are, man, I tell you, you are the coolest. I don't even have a passport.
I know. We hardly ever leave Maryland, let alone Maryland. Go to another country.
We're the worst. We're like, I don't know. I like America.
America's awesome.
Man, but you just hop on planes and so you did the college thing, but you stuck with the writing. Like, are you a college fan? Are you the type of person who says, listen, I would still recommend every young person go to college? Or
oh, that is a great question. I get it all the time from our teenage students and parents, and I'm 100% in support of college first. I know I'm going to get a lot of flack from other top riders about this, but the truth is horses is a really hard business. And it doesn't say anything less about your character that you want to make sure you have a solid foundation and a fallback plan. You know, say you break your leg, you can't ride for a year. You've got to do something. You know, it's a tough industry. Oh, and on top of that, it's a business. So if you can get a business degree, if you can get experience in running a business, that's huge. I think that's the number one most helpful thing besides learning how to ride and teach and the other skills you should be skilled at. Learn about business however you can.
Yeah, that's a big thing that I always wonder is like how to how you're a rider, and then all of a sudden you're, you know, a young person, they go out on their own, and they could be the greatest rider on earth, but how do you know how to do books and start a business and all that? That's a major challenge.
Yeah, I mean, and some riders can team up with someone who's really book savvy and can do all the accounting and the taxes and the legal things. But sometimes that connection isn't available. So you got to make sure you take care of yourself first, make sure you're covered legally, you know, make sure the IRS isn't chasing after you.
They're going to get paid. They always get paid.
Yeah, they get so sassy. But.
Yeah. Like, they don't take, like, hey, I just don't got it like very well. They don't take that. That doesn't count. So you also have some time with Bruce and Buck. When did this squeeze in? You like trained with everybody, like the who's who.
That sounded terrible.
I think it's pretty awesome. It gives you this wide range of, you know, seeing different yards and how they work
you really have to. Because no two yards are run the same for many reasons. There are different people involved, different locations, different terrain to train on, and therefore, you know, different ways you should be training. So I think besides getting a solid base education for all you youngins out there, young professionals looking to make it, make sure you experience as much as you can. Be a sponge for as long as you can, and then take the pieces that work for you and your program and put the others on a shelf. You might need them in the future, but really make your own way to train.
I think that's a fantastic piece of advice. Yeah. I've given similar advice to people, outside of the horses and stuff like that. But you know, you're right. Yeah. You take, when you work for somebody, you do it their way. Right. And then when you go out on your own, you pick and choose what worked best for you, and you make it your style.
Got it.
That's awesome. So were you working and riding at Chesterland? Is that where you were when you were with Bruce?
So I started out, the long and short of it is, at that time I had actually just gotten married to my husband, David Luke Wells. He's also on Facebook.
He's a three namer. That's good. You know.
I know that people didn't believe I was married for a while. I had to prove it. But
what did they think? It was like a cardboard cutout?
They thought I was joking. He was always going overseas. He couldn't make it to a lot of horse shows. You know. And then I was living in my horse trailer for 2 years, traveling up and down the East Coast with Bruce and Buck, and trying to gain experience with Lusty, getting to advanced and three-star level. And he had to go overseas so often. In fact, about a month after we got married in 2011, he was called back overseas. And I made a really crazy decision to take that time to drive out to Florida and start wintering with Buck Davidson.
Wow.
And I sent the working students home. I sold all the sale horses I could and what I couldn't. I loaded up on my horse trailer and drove east.
Wow, he went back to school.
Went back to school.
Wow,
you got it.
That's awesome. That's gutsy too.
That was amazing. Learning from those masters and their programs, I wouldn't take it back for the world.
Yeah, that is really cool that you. And then you're living in your trailer. It sounds kind of fun. I don't know. A little camping.
That was cool.
Can we ask what your husband does that he's traveling overseas so much?
Oh my gosh! Yeah, I'm sorry, I didn't hear that last bit.
Your husband, is he military? Is that why he's traveling, or is it a job?
Yeah, he was military. He's since retired to become a contractor, and he's the fortunate reason that we found Southern Pines as a base. I have him to thank for it. Absolutely, awesome. It's right next to Fort Bragg, and so he's always able to have great contracts and do good business, and we're both employed Super. Here.
And does he have to travel still, or is he able to kind of stay home? And
he does, sadly, depending on the contract, he does have to go overseas.
That stinks. Well,
I know. We're working on it, though.
He sounds like a pretty good guy.
He puts up with me, so he's all right. Awesome. Guys, good.
So tell us about the Southern Pines Riding School. What's going on today? I mean, I know we talked about that you're moving, you're expanding, but how many horses do you have? Tell us a little bit about the program, type of people you take on.
So we have a great program. These horses, we found them actually all over the East Coast. So we source these horses to have specific skills that we know learning riders really need. They need a horse that's experienced, who knows where their feet are, who can get the job done even if the rider isn't perfect, but still learn at the same time. So these horses have all competed, mostly up to novice and sometimes training level recognized eventing. We have everything from a starter model, whose name is Charles, and he's 10 hands. He hasn't gone novice. Poor dear. Up to our 17-hand Percheron Cross, who's gone training. And they're just really gentle souls, but they're not pushovers. You have to ask right, or you might end up just trotting fast for a while until you get the right cue to canter.
How about that? So yeah. So a kid can come and take regular, just they don't have to bring their own horse or anything like that?
Exactly.
That is
exactly
awesome.
Oh, yeah, and especially Southern Pines being such a horsey town, we feel really excited that we can bring this to the community. There's nowhere else for kids to get started, or adults even, without buying your own horse. So we're hoping to make horses more accessible to as many people as possible.
Do you get a lot of the military folks coming off of Bragg? And
absolutely. We get a lot of military. We get a lot of Southern Pines and Pinehurst, people who like to golf that are over in Pinehurst. You know, they've got wives and daughters and sons who also love to ride. So it works out great.
Wow, that sounds awesome. Well, I was in the Marines, and
we were in Jackson, North Carolina.
No, yeah, we were in Jacksonville.
Jacksonville, yeah.
And then we were in California, and it's a great service. Like, it really makes me very happy that you have this right off the base, and that you're offering this to people. Because as a former military person, it's not an easy life. And if you enjoy the horses, and you can go and you can learn, and and a lot of people in the military, they don't have the means to own a horse, but they still love it, and I just think it's fantastic that your location and how you have it opened up. So it's just makes me like you just even that much more. I tell you what.
Oh, thanks.
I think that's awesome.
Such, you know, talking about soldiers and PTSD, it's a wonderful therapy. We also have a nearby therapy program called Prancing Horse, and they are a nonprofit, and they do wonderful work with soldiers and children who are getting so much benefit out of therapy animals. It's incredible.
Well, we have to look those guys up, maybe put their link up and see if anyone wants to maybe help those guys out a little bit.
You got it.
And do kids or anyone that's learning from you, do you go off and take kids to events or shows or anything? Is that part of the program, or is it all pretty
absolutely
much just right? Is that right?
Yeah, we have several instructors, so we're able to cover most everyone's schedule, ability level, and goals of what they want to do. So Naomi Chambers, who's our junior instructor, she takes kids to shows. We've got so many to choose from in the area. We're very fortunate that way. So great little recognized shows to get the feet wet and get kids hooked.
That is awesome.
Everything up to, we have a 70-year-old people just wanting to get back into horses, and it's really for all ages.
Super. Oh. Man, that's great.
Yeah.
Isn't that great, Karen?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. we also saw on your Instagram that you have several new foals. So,
yeah,
adorable.
So that is our new adventure. Lusty, my beautiful mare, bred by Bruce Davidson. Boy took her to Rolex and won 10th in 2010. And she helped me learn about eventing at the advanced level and beyond, but she's retired, and we were wondering if she'd like having a baby. And good news, she really, really likes it.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so just our first baby for now, but man, I can't get enough of her. I understand the whole baby fever people talk about now.
Even if it's got four legs.
Yeah,
you know, exactly. I think we've seen pictures of Boyd and Bruce's colors.
Oh yeah, on Lusty.
Yeah, you can't mistake her. Feisty chestnut mare, Blaze, two big hind socks, And she had quite the reputation for being a bit sassy in the dressage arena.
So did you own her at that time?
Not at that time, okay. No. Yeah. Boyd was riding her when I came out and tried her, and it clicked and worked out from there. But, you know, I heard all the stories about how she would stop in the dressage and reach around and bite Boyd's toe. She is a bit particular.
Did she try those type of shenanigans with you?
You know, we got along. You know, I let a lot of things slide for a while, so she got kind of comfortable with me, and we made that pact that I would soothe her for dressage and do whatever she needed to have done. You know, whether it was 3 warm-up rides before an early morning dressage ride or no warm-up and trotting right from stabling, but she also protected me cross-country, and she is an absolute machine. It's a blast.
Gotcha. And how? And what level did she, you and her go up to?
We got to the CIC 3-star level before she retired.
Oh, wow. How long ago was that?
I actually officially just retired her last year. There had been some little things that just kept coming up. You know, these older advanced horses, they're hard to keep going. And I didn't feel right competing her at that level if she didn't feel 100% perfect.
Gotcha.
So she retired sound, and now she's got a beautiful, almost 3-week-old baby.
A 3-week-old. Wow. Oh, my goodness, yeah. Gracious. That is awesome. Congratulations, Mom.
I'm so proud.
And what do you allow as far as your competition horses now go? What's what do you have in the yard there?
Excellent question. I teamed up with the ROR group, and it's in kind of in Lusty's memory in a way to promote the next generation of great sales horses, imports, and future eventing rock stars, we're hoping. So I've brought some from overseas to be resold, really nice horses, for some for dressage, some for the hunter jumper world. And then the really nice ones we're keeping for eventing.
Yeah. So is the ROR group, is that like a syndicate? Is that what?
Yeah. It's a syndicate that's meant to sell imports to fund the eventing horses. So it's a bit of an investment group, but also a bit of a syndicate support group at the same time.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Okay. So it's a Whitney Weston group, or is this just your people? Is that?
Yeah. Okay, yeah. We haven't opened up the syndicate yet to other investors or team members. We wanted to wait until we could really prove the concept. So I'm hoping that after this year, we get the first batch sold and things are looking up and we're in our new place. We're going to go on from there.
Man, you have got a lot going on.
Oh yeah.
Holy smokes. So keep an eye on, you know, it's like your website should say like, watch this space, you know, cause it sounds like it's going to be ever changing rapidly over the next year or two.
I think so. I'm hoping maybe some of the last big changes will be happening, as far as location and, yeah, change is good, but a lot of change. Yeah, I like to keep it to a short time span.
I'm sure. So now, as far as you know, like your competition goals, like, do you want to, like, I don't know how I should word this, Karen. Are you looking more towards your legacy of being the riding school or being an upper level? You know, top level competitor, how far do you want to take your personal riding?
Excellent question. So the riding school is a bit of something I'd like to pass on to future generations and as an ideal or as a goal. But really, what it's doing is providing income for the upper level program and also a way that it can be a feeder program into the upper level area. So for those that want to continue on and be a crazy rider like myself, there's an avenue for them easily to slip into and, you know, get their own horses, maybe lease first, and go up the ladder from there. For myself, I'm absolutely looking to get back into the upper levels. We have some really exciting young horses right now. One is a 6-year-old Irish sport horse that Tim Burke brought over last summer, and he was gracious enough to let him come over to our crew, and we are just absolutely in love with him. Look for his name in competitions. It's ROR Quality Hops.
Oh, okay. We were just talking about Quality Hops.
Oh, no way.
That sounds awesome. And that, this is one you're seeing as a prospect to keep.
Absolutely. Gotcha. He's a real contender. I'm trying to take my time with him and make sure that I do everything I can to educate him so he's ready for those upper levels.
That is awesome. So keep an eye out for ROR Quality Hops.
I love his name.
That is a good name.
So cute.
It sounds like you got
it
all.
It suits him. He's such a quirky guy.
How many students do you have at the school? And like, how many like lesson horses do you have? Rough number.
Oh, that is an excellent question.
It sounds like a
lot.
So
we have six. Yeah. Well, we try not to run like a factory type program, so it's pretty individualized, tailored to the student, so to speak. We have six full time lesson horses, schoolmasters, and five instructors that are part time, but we're able to really accommodate every different type of student that way. So we have some that are, we have a whipper in to the hunt, the Moore County Hounds, named Shelly Saftalk, and she is fantastic. So for those wanting to focus more on that discipline, they ride with her. Eventing, myself and Naomi, and Andrew Deemer is another wonderful instructor. His mother, Dana Deemer, okay. is I'm sure you've heard her name. Yeah. She's always at the big events, making sure we follow the rules. And he's really into polo cross, and he's been quite accomplished, not only in Pony Club as well, but playing all over the world for polo cross. So we have many different disciplines, and it's exciting to see people specialize in different areas.
That sounds really cool.
You have got
an awesome place down there. Holy smokes. Karen, when are we coming? We're renting one of those RV Americas and coming down. And
oh, cool.
You're gonna, all of a sudden there's going to be a camper parked out in your 60 acres. You're going to be like, who the heck is
that? Oh, I love it.
It'll be me, well, and Karen. Yes, awesome.
I love it.
What's that?
Sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, like sponsors and everything, what do you have? They kind of make the world go around. Do you have, some sponsors or are you kind of?
Yeah. And it's a wonderful being able to partner with these companies. I make sure that every product I use and that supports us, it's something that we would be supporting whether they were sponsoring us or not. So everything is tried and true and something we found that works for us in the program. One of our longest time sponsors is Equine Comfort Products. We call them ECP for short, and they have amazing options for brush cotton saddle pads up to sheepskin half pads, and they're always innovating and looking for something new. So we really appreciate them. I think we're going on maybe at least 10 years with them. So it's been a great long time relationship. And wow. I'd be remiss without talking about SAGME, my wonderful friend Vincent Edhari. We've been starting our businesses together. He split off, and with his wife Carly, I can't say enough about them, so I'll cut it short. But they represent Butte, AeroPlus, and Dion, among other companies. But the same kind of idea. They are having products available for riders that have been tested by riders. So I trust them with my life. Absolutely.
That's awesome.
I wish you had
such nice things to say like that. You feel, it sounds like you have a very personal relationship with these guys.
And you know, I think in the end you have to, horses is not a quick sport. You know, I plan on doing the same game for several more decades. And it really is about those partnerships and relationships, not to sound too sappy, but you got to make sure you like the people you're around and the people you work with, because that's really, at the end of the day, we come and go, but people really can stay in your lives for quite a long time.
That's awesome. Well, you sound like you're pretty easy to get along with too. So yeah. I'm guessing it's, I'm sure these people probably have pretty nice things to say about you as well. I'm sure.
If you can't get along with me, there might be something.
You seem pretty easy going.
And we take things light.
That's great. Who else you got there?
Oh, yeah. We've got Equitin Style, and they make life possible in the South. They do amazing sun shirts. So you feel cooler, you feel drier. I swear I don't sweat as much, and I am a sweater, let me tell you.
Full disclosure.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Are they the type of shirts are they a type of shirt that would keep the sun off you from like, is that the type, is that what you mean by sun shirt?
It protects you, SPF built into the fabric. I think they tested it, and it makes you several degrees cooler. It has the vents underneath the arm up to the armpit. So when you're galloping, even though everybody's sweating and it's really, really hot, you're going to stay as cool as is cool possible while that's going on. So awesome. I have a lot to thank them about for sure.
Yeah. We know some folks that will only, that they do not go out without long sleeves in the summer because they've had skin issues and
stuff.
That's us.
That's exactly it. You would think short sleeves would be the way to go, but then the sun is beating directly on your skin. So try these shirts. They will change your life.
Yeah. What's that called again? Say that again.
Equa in Style, but the acronym EIS.
All right. We would definitely pass that on to some friends out there.
Oh, yeah. And I'd be remiss without also talking about Equine Omega Complete. This supplement is a staple in our barn. It is an all-around fantastic way to keep your horse healthy, keep their coat shiny. It helps with gut support, immune support. I mean, especially if you have one of those thoroughbreds come into your barn, needs a little weight. Oh, yeah. In a month, you'll be so surprised at how well they can do.
So you're saying if they're a little bit on the lean side, this helps them balance it out a little better?
Oh, yeah. And it does not make them hot at all.
Awesome.
So it's been a lifesaver. Lusty's a thoroughbred. We do a lot of off-the-track thoroughbreds. And the scariest thing that you can possibly do is grain them up, and here you have a fit racehorse, and you're riding him.
Right. Yeah. That's awesome. Well, we'll keep going with your spot. I just want to say, like, that's one reason why, besides just giving back to the sponsors and making sure that our sponsors know we appreciate them and that everyone is, they're getting their money's worth. And that's a big thing that we want to, as Major League Eventing, we want to make sure that sponsors are being recognized. And, because without them, a lot of people would not be able to do the sport. But also, if you bring in, you're experienced and you use these products, and if you bring up a product, there's someone listening that says, oh, I got that thoroughbred, I can't keep weight on them. And you see it on forums all the time. I mean, people are constantly on Facebook, and how do I keep my horse fat, or how do I, stop feeding tons and tons of grain, or, to hear about a product like this, or the sun shirt, or, it's nice it's great. I'm sorry?
Oh, these are problem solvers. Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure. What else we have there?
I love what you guys do. Shelly Garutzma is my longtime friend. She was actually our maid of honor at our wedding all those years ago in Oregon. And she followed us out here and opened Cantor Lane Interiors. She designed our whole property. So that beautiful farm that's for sale, that's all Shelly. She's a creative genius. So she does project managing, design work, working with architects and GCs for any sort of remodel or design project from the ground up. And I don't know where I'd be without her. That's
well, it's
for kind
of sure. Seeing your... your practice farm, I'll call it, which is gorgeous. I'm sure there's probably little things you're like, oh, I wish this was different, but it sounds like she clearly is a pretty solid designer because everything looks absolutely stunning in the pictures I've seen. We haven't been there, but we're going to wait till we get to the new big place and we're going to crash. Who else do we have?
Let's see. We also have Revitavet has been with us for a very long time as well. They're just, it's a super way to spot treat a horse that has an injury, but also a way to keep their back soft and strong. So we've really enjoyed using them over the years. Absolutely. So I can hook you guys up if anyone wants to try it. It's painless. Yeah.
Cool.
That's
the thing that. So is that type of thing where if someone reaches out to you, it would you want people to reach out to you to help get in touch?
Absolutely.
Okay, super.
Yeah, happy to answer questions and get you in touch with the right people and test things out.
Okay.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah. I'm more than happy to, if anyone has questions about any of the sponsors, like I said, I really support these people as part of our team, and I'm more than happy to chat about them. I can get a little chatty.
Awesome. This is awesome. I think it's great if, and if you're using the products and you believe in them and these people are willing to sponsor you, hey, let's chat them up. Anybody else? Anyone else on your list? You have a nice list.
Yeah, let's see. We also have Purina. That's a feed line I've loved for a really long time. They have everything for any type of horses that come in the yard. So we might have a school horse that needs a ration balancer because they don't necessarily need all of the calories, but they need all of the nutrition and the supplements that naturally come in Purina grain, up to our really high performing thoroughbred horses that need as much fat and protein as they can get, maybe a little low on any carbs that might make them hot. So there's all sorts of options in Purina, which I really, really love. So that definitely is something we use every day in the barn. Yeah. And the last one we have is Bree Avery, and she is a fantastic artist or design maven from Manhattan. She actually designed the wallpaper in our powder room in the upstairs. So if you're looking on the MLS, you'll be able to see the cool bit design. So a little horsey theme there.
You have really custom wallpaper?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, great. We are definitely visiting Karen.
Hell yeah.
Oh man, this is gonna be cool. We're visiting it. One day you're gonna be like, oh my god, there's Robin Karen.
Wait, yeah, you'll have to give me your schedule. We'll definitely meet up.
I have a cooler, a camper.
Oh yeah,
and
definitely,
and like our cornhole set.
Oh yeah.
We'll bring the
cooler. Yeah, I'll have to work on my skills. I'm not so great at the whole hand-eye situation.
We are actually building ourselves. We have you might be proud of your custom wallpaper, but we are getting custom cornhole with Major League Eventing on them.
No,
you're
not.
I think we're going to, the plan is that we're going to unveil them at Great Meadows. I don't know if you're coming up for that, but. We're going to be tailgating.
Oh, that's fantastic.
We're going to tailgate a Great Meadow, and we're going to be doing cornhole. There's a lot of downtime at that because they only really won one division. So
I like
I'm
it.
Tear up some cornhole.
Oh, I think you should have like a challenge and some sort of odd gimmicky award or something. Maybe something.
You know, the people who, this is funny. I shouldn't even be saying this on the show, but I'm saying it. I'm doing it. I'm going
ahead. Go for it.
The guy who makes these boards custom also does quarter boards. So they're tabletop and you play cornhole with quarters.
What?
So we're probably going to get miniature versions of the exact same thing. And then we'll probably, I would like to do a tournament one day and then maybe give that away as our trophy.
And then I like it.
Tabletop. Major League Eventing cornhole. You know, eventing in cornhole, that's like, you know.
Goes hand in hand.
Yeah. It's like carrots and peas, right? Oh man. So is that yeah, so we'll when those things I can't wait for Karen, I can't wait for these cornholes to come.
Me too.
Oh my gosh. I might not even come with the cooler, I might just come with the cornhole.
Oh yeah.
Funny stuff. Is that pretty much your sponsors list right now?
That is my buds.
Awesome.
My list of ride or die.
It sounds like you're well equipped. I kind of asked this question. You don't have to answer it if you don't want to, but is there that one sponsor out there that you would, that you have your eye on, that you use their product, you love it, and you would like to get in touch?
Oh man, that is an excellent question. You know, I have to tell you, we love to focus on things that help us in everyday horsing, and I definitely am drooling and infatuated with Rompf breeches. I basically don't wear anything else. I don't want to sound like a weirdo snobby person. But seriously, nothing fits like those breeches. And there are all sorts of cute colors and combinations you can do. But being a working girl, you know, I'm in my breeches 12, 14, 14 hours a day, from work to teaching to writing to more office work. And I don't even, it doesn't bother me, you know, tight pants, who cares? You got romp. That should be their tagline.
So romp, we got APB. We need the rep.
Yeah. Come on, Laura. Romp if you know you want to.
Romp if you're listening. We need Whitney Weston needs a phone call.
I love it.
Awesome. Hey, you know what though? Hey, you know, not only hey, who else? What other interview will you get where someone says, "Hey, who do you want to make a shout out to?" So.
Yeah. That's a new one. I've not been asked that one before. I like it.
Listen, we are outside the box here, okay?
Yeah, I hear it. Cornhole.
Beer.
Oh, awesome. Beer, definitely. Oh,
so if Romp is listening, how would they contact you?
Well, good news. We are already firm Facebook and Instagram friendies. So I post way too many dog and Philly photos on Instagram. So if you want to see just sickeningly cute stuff, probably 2 or 3 photos a day, check out the Instagram, WhitneyWeston_eventing, and Facebook. I'm a huge Facebook junkie. So you can follow me either on Whitney Weston personal page, Whitney Weston Eventing, or Southern Pines Riding School.
Awesome. Oh, yeah. Awesome stuff. And you have a website. The website's what's the website?
Oh yeah, it's www.whitneywestoneventing.com.
That is so awesome. So people can reach on out. That's great.
Happy to chat.
Awesome. Yeah. Any parting words? Any last minute words of wisdom? I know we kind of hit on this a little bit early on for that young rider that's coming up the levels and they want to be a pro. Any last little words of wisdom for them before we let you move on?
I like it. My advice would be get a solid base, see as much and learn as much as you can. And then once you are able to get your training program together, keep learning, but also trust your gut. That's one thing I think we're all trying to learn as we keep moving on, that, you know, if you've done your homework and you've really searched out there, you can trust your gut.
Awesome. That's some solid.
That's good advice.
Solid wisdom of Whitney Weston. Solid wisdom. You are, I'm so happy that you just said that you accepted our invitation to come on the show.
Thank you so much. I love it. I think it's great what you guys are doing. Seriously. Anytime you need something, just let me know.
Super. Well, thanks a lot. We really appreciate it. And, we will catch you next time. What's your next show on the schedule? Do you have a show on the schedule?
Ooh, actually, there is a show at the Horse Park next weekend. Little Sam Quality Hops is going there. Nice. And it'll be fun.
Good for you. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you.
Best of luck, and we'll see you out there, and we'll be rooting for you.
Sounds great. Bye, guys.
Take care. Thank you.
Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's show. Remember, you can follow Major League Eventing on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Stitcher, and on YouTube. And you can always contact us at MajorLeagueEventing@gmail.com. Cheers!